cliffcentral.com.
Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life. With Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
So I got you a present. I went downtown to get it. Doing anything tonight?
Cleaning.
Done for the day.
Away.
Cause we got a date.
Okay.
Before you board that plane, I owe you a bottle of cold champagne.
No. The bottle's all sweaty and everything. You went and got this.
Cop the champagne.
I don't know if we have coffee cups or plastic cups. I think Sonny has the cups.
Tonight, we're drinking straight from the bottle. Ooh, snobby.
Yeah.
Daniela told me what you did for me. And it's honestly the sweetest thing anyone ever did for me. So how can I say to a dude to possibly repay you for your kindness?
And I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is the Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. With me today, Benji Scheinberg, our researcher, and he's a birthday boy. Many, many happy returns, birthday boy.
Thank you, thank you.
He is 24 years old.
Yeah,
you're doing great, Benji.
Thank you.
Excellent. Now, let me explain what's going on here. We have Hyde Park School, or part of them, in studio. We played, what song is that, Champagne?
Yeah, it's called Champagne.
Okay, so we played a version that, I think it comes from the New York version or somewhere.
Yes.
And then you kind of came in and sang. We didn't know the difference. I think it was better.
No. Quality performance.
The her we're talking about, Benji, is a lass called Busi Matlangu.
Yes.
Yeah. You're a grade what?
Grade 10.
At Hyde Park?
Hyde Park High School.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fantastic to have you in studio. Why am I running this show? Because I love the arts and a school that can put this musical on that was running on Broadway for 3 years. That's something, eh?
Yeah.
This Broadway, who wants to brag about this musical? Well, we just got to introduce you. Stefania de Toy.
Hi, thank you for having me.
She's absolutely beautiful. And Danielle Bentel as well. She's also gorgeous, so we won't let you
have
more
fun. Thank
you for having us. Yeah. Okay, so you want to tell us about this very play.
So,
the musical.
Yeah. The musical is called In the Heights.
Yeah.
And it's been on Broadway as well as the West End. And the music and lyrics are by Lin-Manuel Miranda. And I'm sure all our musical fans will know Hamilton, which is the same lyricist and musical director. And the music is just incredible. It's a bit of hip-hoppy, R&B, salsa, Latino. And if you listen to the music, I mean, if I just talk about it, I get goosebumps because it's just so inspirational. And I think that's why we decided to choose Hyde Park, In the Heights for Hyde Park High School, because the kids are also just have natural rhythm. And when they heard the music for the first time, some of them cried, some of them laughed, some of them just wanted to dance. So I think it was a good choice that Dan made for Hyde Park.
Well, apparently this very musical, The Heights, H-E-I-G-H-T-S, like high, The Heights, was called Broadway's hottest ticket.
Absolutely.
Smashing.
And on the West End, if I'm not mistaken, I just missed it when I was there in June last year.
Yeah.
So it was sold out on both Broadway and West End.
Before you tell us the whole story, I have to introduce you. The last voice you heard is Danielle Bentel. And I want to brag a bit about you. You co-direct and organizer of this very show. You're going to talk to us about Hyde Park and its 60th anniversary,
correct,
if you don't mind. I also want to tell our listeners that, do you want to brag yourself or do you want me to brag? Tell us a bit about your history, what you've done, what other musicals.
So I am the registered counselor at Hyde Park High School.
Yeah.
This is my 10th year at the school. I took over dramatics about 5 or 6 years ago. And I think it's just been my passion. I grew up in the arts. Most of my friends are in musical theatre. So I just decided it was time to up the game, start investing more within the arts. And we have traveled quite the journey. We started off with a couple of one-act plays, then moved into back to the 80s, and 2 years ago took on Cabaret at the same time as the Fugard Theatre did.
This is the last Danielle, who has a degree in psychology.
Psychology.
I don't know where you go from psychology to the arts, but there you go. Okay, the other voice we heard has also done famous stuff. It's Stefania de Toy. You're a Cape Town girl, aren't you?
Well, I was born in Johannesburg, but then all my schooling and my diploma I did in Cape Town, and then graduated 2011. And then it's quite a funny story. My dad was like, Stefania, you have 2 weeks to find work. And if you do not have 2 weeks, within those 2 weeks you haven't found work, you're coming straight back home. Boy, was I on the emails. I was phoning. And within 2 weeks I got work, and basically my two-week holidays turned into 5 years of holiday, and I haven't left Joburg since.
Okay, you've also been in some big stuff. Are we talking Andrew Lloyd Webbers and Rocky Horrors?
Name a few, Starlight Express. I was Princess Jasmine in Janice Honeyman's pantomime Aladdin. I did Rocky Horror. I did the Singing in the Rain World Tour. I just finished Annie. And then the next big one is in September.
Okay, which one is that?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say yet.
Okay. No, you can't entice us like that.
Yes, I can.
We'll have to bring you back in August. Okay, what we've got now is got the Hyde Park High School celebrating its 60th. And we have this lovely student who's got the main role. Vanessa is your. Quickly sing that Champagne song. We'll give you 10 seconds and then we're going to talk to you. Yeah, just anyway, pick it up from anywhere.
So I got you a present. I went downtown to get it. Doing anything tonight. Done for the day. Cause we got a date. Before you board that plane. I owe you a bottle of cold champagne. Yeah, cold champagne.
We've got people outside our studio here. Everyone's applauding you. It was magnificent.
Thank you.
Yeah, Busi Mthlango. When did you realize you were going to be a singer and a star?
Well, singing has always been like my thing. And I used to do a lot of things in primary school. It started off being in the school choir, and I just wanted to participate in like...
Are your parents musical?
Yes, my mom sings a lot, and so does my dad.
Are they famous in
No, they're not famous, but like, they do sing a lot, and I just love singing. It's like my passion, and it's what I like doing, and acting and dancing.
You know what would make my birthday that little bit extra special is if this amazing lady can sing again. Happy birthday, obviously, after the chat, but it really would be appreciated. Not putting you on the spot, but it really, your voice is crisp and so, so good.
Thank you so much.
Anytime, sure.
Beautiful. Okay, now the play, The Heights, is on when?
3rd to the 6th of May.
Yeah.
We have evening shows, so the Wednesday we open, the Thursday, the Friday, and then we have a double show on the Saturday, so a 3:30 slot, and then we have the 7:30 slot.
Tickets are available from where?
From the school directly, so it's info@hydepark.school.gp.za.
Okay, you're going to get onto all the radio stations. This is just the beginning.
Are we hoping so?
I think we have to thank Bronwyn Hershovitz for bringing you in here.
Absolutely.
She did a great job. You've got to get around. This show is too good.
It is amazing.
To languish nowhere, okay? You've got to have full house. What is a full house at the school?
You're looking at around 250 seats.
Okay.
And
excellent.
The tickets are only 50 rand, so it's not a lot. Yes.
No, and I mean, for high school to be premiering the South African and actually African version of the show, it's quite a big thing. One thing I do pride the school on is that we don't do the typical, sweet, that was a high school show. My kids are treated as professionals.
How many in the cast?
Including backstage, including sound and lighting, you're looking at about 75.
That's big.
And the original cast is only 23, so we've pretty much doubled the whole cast.
Yeah.
Wow. The Hyde Park School celebrating its 60th. You write the Independent Examination Board, which is the IEB.
Correct.
Unlike all the other kind of, what do you call them, Model C schools? Or,
yeah.
So you write the same system as the private schools?
Absolutely.
You're the only school?
We're the only government school.
Why?
Because we believe that we can push our kids to that level. Mm. We always strive to get the best out of our children, not just for today, but for tomorrow. IEB definitely prepares them for a more comprehensive take on university life afterwards.
Yeah. Okay, you apparently have 100% pass rate. That's
we have had. Yeah. You know, every year you sit and you go, oh, you know, you always get your little one here, a little one there that you worry about. But our kids always do seem to pull it out of the hat. I've been very fortunate and very lucky to work under a team as dedicated as the Hyde Park staff.
Yeah.
And we really are a family in terms of that.
I think your headmaster, Mr. Manolis, if you say it in a proper Greek way.
He's going to love you for that.
Mr. Manolis Vogiatsis or something like that. Yes. With his yellow tie.
With his yellow
tie. He won't live this one down, okay? The principal. With the yellow tie. Well done to you, sir, for allowing this musical to take place. And you're giving 75 kids the opportunity of performing on stage. We're going to fill this one. So excited about it. Stefania, yeah, what should we look forward to when we sit there? And what's
beautiful voices. Yeah. I mean, these kids are so committed. Dancing, they've got natural groove. I'm so proud of them. I mean, some of them couldn't even do a step touch. And they go home and they practice and they do their homework.
Do you teach them? Are you
I'm the choreographer,
okay,
yes. So I'm co-directing with Danielle and choreographer.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think these kids are going to bring it.
Can Bussy sing and dance? Or just
she
sing?
Can do everything, Bussy.
Bussy, this is exciting for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very exciting for me.
Is there still a lot of preparation to do? Or you guys, yeah.
Yeah, there is still a lot.
How much time do you put into this?
So we started the first week of Feb with rehearsals because, I mean, usually a professional will have 7 to 8 weeks rehearsal, Monday to Saturday, 10 till 6. But these kids obviously are in school every single day. So we only rehearse a Tuesday and a Wednesday, 4 to 8, a Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, and then we have one full day on a Saturday from 10 till 6. So there's not a lot of time. That's why it's over almost 3 months.
Yeah. Bussy, you've also been Brenda Fassi.
Yes, I have.
Give us a quick one.
So it was...
Yeah, sing it.
Oh,
yeah. We don't want to hear you talk. And if you don't mind dancing on our table.
Vulindlela, wemam kopozi. Emnyanoam, welelia shatanam sanj. Vulindlela, wemangia buza. Suanon, nyanoam utatile. Banging gazi, nyomona makoti, unyana wam, uchongile this time.
Vanessa, simply we're beautiful, isn't it? Yeah, our ladies
Thank
in studio,
you.
Yeah.
Thank
You've also been Whitney.
Yes,
Whitney
I have.
Houston?
Yes, I have.
All right, we'll give you 10 seconds on that.
That's all we gave her in the show. Okay. And
have you been on any other radio stations in your life?
Never.
This is the first time,
this
right?
This is my first time.
I predict something, Benji. What do we predict here?
Yeah, I predict this lady is going very far. I mean, very far.
Thank
and
you so
must
much.
Remember us when you're famous. So you know,
I
there were some guys out in Rivonia in 18 Vessels Road.
Yeah, definitely.
They interviewed me. You're going to be a star. You got to start with Idols or one of those and move up.
Yeah, I want to.
Can I be your manager?
You may.
Yeah, no, definitely. Great work and all the best for everything.
Thank you so much.
As Gary said, you will be going far, I can tell.
Thank you so much.
We'd like to thank Hyde Park High School. They let you off to come here, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Also to Danielle Bentle, very talented lass. And thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. We look forward to this. Tickets, we're going to get them. We have to go to the school to get them. Next time you'll be compu ticket, I guess.
We're hoping. Or web tickets.
I mean, surely, how many tickets in total do you have to sell? 250 per, you said there are about five?
Five performances.
Yeah.
1,250 people shouldn't be difficult. We're going to get it.
I hope so. Yeah. It's never failed us in the past. I mean, as I said, our shows are great, so it's worth coming out and supporting.
Yeah, to our choreographer has also done amazing stuff. It's Stefania de Toy, who's daddy's going to be very proud of her.
Hopefully he's listening. Hi, Dad.
We're going to play out quickly. Happy birthday to Benji. And then we're going to play out with the Champagne Song off YouTube from the Heights.
Yeah.
Good luck. All the best.
Thank
we
you
loved
so
having
much.
You in studio. Thank you for this. Quickly, happy birthday to Benji. You've got 10 seconds. 2 seconds.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Benji. Happy birthday to you.
Busi,
amazing. Thank you so much.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.